This is a shiur in the Kotesiches, Chelik Yutes, Parshas Vayeschanan, Sicha Beis, the second Sicha. Regarding the order of putting on tefillin, the Gemara says, Tanit was taught when a person puts on tefillin, first he puts on the tefillin, shall yad the hand tefillin, and afterwards he puts on the head tefillin. When he takes off the tefillin, first he take off the head tefillin, and afterwards you take off the hand tefillin. Says the Gemara, Bishlema, all is well. That is very clear. When you put on the tefillin, you put the hand tefillin on, and then you put on the head tefillin. As it says, you shall tie it as a sign. The pasuk says, we say it every day in Shema. Ukshartom lois al yodech al yodcha, vayilatei tofes b'neinecha. You shall tie it as a sign on your arm, and then you shall put it as a sign between your eyes. So clearly it says, put on. Tie. When you tie them on, first tie on your arm, and then tie on your head. That, says the Gemara, is simple. However, when you take them off, how do you know what you've just told us, that you take off the head tefillin, and only then you take off the hand tefillin? Rabba said, Rav Huna Azberali, Rav Huna explained this to me, and he said, the Pasuk says, listen carefully to the pasuk. It says you should tie it as a sign on your arm, and the second part of the pasuk is v'hayu l'tei tofes b'neinecha. They, plural, shall be as a sign between your eyes. What do we derive from this? Whenever it's between your eyes, in other words, whenever it's on your head, corresponding to between your eyes, it should be plural. It should be two. The v'hayu, whenever it's l'tei tofes, whenever it's as a sign on your head, it has to be plural. So from this we understand that you can never leave the tefillin shalosh alone on the head. Take them up first, and then you take off the tefillin shaliyah. Continues the Rebbe and brings a mechilta. The mechilta, again, the mechilta is Mishnah era information. Mechilta on the pasuk v'hayalaisa, it's based on according to the order of the Torah. In the Mechilta on the Pasuk, not in our Parsha, which is the fifth book of the Torah, the book of Dvarim, the Parsha of Eschana, but in the second book of the Torah, where the first mention of Tefillin is, right around the time when Hashem takes the Bnei Yisrael out of Egypt, the Pasuk says, V'hoya l'chala yisrael yotcha, it shall be for you as a sign on your hand, on your arm. What does the Mechilta say in that Pasuk? That when you have the Tefillin of the hand, on the hand, that's when you shall place the tefillin of the head, of the head. Yeah? Just to continue that pasuk, the pasuk says actually, it should be as a sign on your eyes and as a remembrance between your eyes, as a sign on your arm and as a remembrance between your eyes. So the Mechilta said on the verse that says it shall be as a sign on your arm, he says that so long as the tefillin of the hand are on the hand, then you put on the head tefillin. From this is derived mikan amru, and listen carefully to this language, says the Mechilta. From this we derive that the mitzvah of tefillin is that when you place the tefillin, you place the hand tefillin first, and then you place the head tefillin first. And when you take off the tefillin, you take off the head tefillin first, and then you take off the hand tefillin. So here we have to understand. I mean, the Rebbe is going to look into the differences why the Gemara is learning it from a pasuk in Devarim, Kshartam leis al yotcha, and the Mechilta is learning it from a pasuk in Parshas Boy, Boy al chaleis al yotcha, and also various other differences. And from this, the Rebbe is going to weave and elucidate a path in understanding the various nuances of how the dynamic between the hand tefillin and the head tefillin and the mitzvah of putting the hand tefillin before the head tefillin, how that actually works, and what the differences will be in what pasuk you learn from. So we have to understand. Aleph, says the Rebbe, what's the reason that the Gemara learns from the pasuk in Devarim Ukshartam and not from the pasuk in the book of Shmai, second book of the Torah, which says earlier, Parshas Bo, it says, just like the Mechilta learns, why does the Gemara wait to learn it from the pasuk in Devarim? Number two question. From the simple reading of the Gemara, it seems that there needs to be two limudim, two lessons. One lesson to tell us that when you put on tefillin, first put on the tefillin, the hand tefillin, then the head tefillin. And then a separate, independent, second limud And when you take them off, first take off the head and then take off the hand. The Mechilta seems to say that we just learn them all out from the same reading of the Pasuk. And we're soon going to explain how we read the Pasuk in the Mechilta that tells us both. Base, says the Rebbe. The Chayyim, we could answer one question with the other by first explaining something else. Why, how according to the Mechilta, do you learn from the Pasuk that you have to take off the head tefillin first and then the hand? Okay, we understand that the Pasuk first says, it shall be as a sign on your hand. Okay, so that comes first. And then as a remembrance between your eyes and others on your head. Okay, that comes second. But how do we know that we're supposed to, when we take it off, it also should be in that order? First taking off the head tefillin and then the arm tefillin. May I say something personally, perfectly parenthetical. There's two ways in general of thinking. When we reverse something, there's sometimes there's FIFO and LIFO. This is in kind of food management and industry. FIFO is first in, first out. LIFO is last in, first out. So think about it. You put on the tefillin shel yad first, then you put on the tefillin shel rosh. You have two options now. Will it be last in, first out? Will you go and say, well, let me take off the tefillin shel rosh first, or will you say, one second, let's give equal time, for example, yeah? I put on the shel yad first and then put on shel rosh, so maybe when I take it off, I should also take off the shel yad first and take off the shel rosh first. I inject that just because we're so used to doing tefillin, it maybe never even enters our mind. Why would we take off the tefillin shel yad before the tefillin shel rosh? But if you think about it, as there are systems like that, what you put in first, and then you put in the second thing. But when you take things out, you'll go first to the thing you put in first, right? So let's understand, where do we see from the fact that the Torah says, put on the tefillin shel yad first? So in the Gemara, in Devarim, in the Pasuk in Devarim, it says, Vahoyu. The Gemara had a separate limit. It says, whenever you have the head tefillin on, it has to be plural. It can never be on alone. Okay, so you got to take it off first. Because if you take off the yad first, the hand first, your tefillin shel rosh will be on alone. Whereas if you just learn from the Mechilta, which is learning from the Pasuk, it says you shall place the tefillin on your arm and as a sign on your head. Okay, I get it. Put on the tefillin shel yad first, but how do I know which one to take off first? So the Rebbe explains how we know it. The difference between... the Rebbe explains like this. Let's understand that there's a fundamental difference between the two Pesukim. The Pasuk in Shema, Voischanan, right in Devarim. Ukshartam, tie it as a sign on your arm. So the mitzvah of tying the tefillin is ukshartam, right? We're talking about the mitzvah, the active doing mitzvah, tie the tefillin on your arm. That's the way that mitzvah is described in Devarim. In Parshas Bo'i, it doesn't speak about tying. It says, it shall be as a sign on your arm. The Hoya, it shall be as a sign. In other words, one is talking to the person and what action the person needs to take, tie the tefillin. The other is talking about what objective needs to be achieved by the tefillin being placed. These are called in language of the Achreinim, those that explain the Torah in a methodical way, have given it a term, Gavra. Is it a mitzvah that's on the person? Or is it cheftza? Is it the mitzvah that the objective needs to be fulfilled? Just to give you a quick example, you have a mitzvah to give tzedakah, right? You have a mitzvah to give. If there's no poor person, you put it in a tzedakah pushka. You have a mitzvah to give. Then there's another mitzvah, and that is that the poor person should be fed. If he got fed in another way, okay, it was done. Now, very often, those two things come together. I put on tefillin, thus the tefillin are on me. But if we want to look at the exact detailed differences, there's a difference. This pasuk clearly, ukshartam, is talking to the person, say, tie the tefillin. The pasuk in Parshas Bo'i that says, it shall be on you, is saying, whatever it is, the tefillin need to be on you. Ah, what's the difference going to be? In the Gemara, which is learning from the Pasuk Ukshartam, it says, when you put it on, put the tefillin shel yad first. Right? So then you need a separate teaching to tell you when you take it off, take off the shalrosh first. Because all the pasuk told you, kshartam, is when you're tying, shalyad comes first. But what about when you're untying? So we need another pasuk to say, no, the hayu. The head tefillin always need to be plural. Can't have him on without the arm tefillin in usual circumstances. The mechilta, right, that we said learned from the pasuk in Shemais, the pasuk just there speaks about the cheftza, the objective. It says, the tefillin have to be on you. The tefillin have to be on you. In what way should they be on you? Well, the Torah spelled it out in one verse. It should be, as a sign on your arm and as a remembrance between your eyes. That's one pasuk that tells you the whole picture. Whenever the tefillin, how does the picture tefillin have to be? When the tefillin of the hand, which I mentioned first, when the tefillin of the hand are on the hand, the tefillin of the rosh should be on the head. Which we understand, therefore, automatically the reverse. That the tefillin have to be always in that picture perfect, so to speak, situation. The tefillin have to be on the arm and on the head in the order where when they're on the hand, they have to be on the head. So that's one pasuk that tells you all. You don't need two psukim. That would be a simple way of explaining. So both things. The mechilta, because it learns it from the pasuk v'hayol eis al yotcha, it doesn't need two teachings. It's one simple thing. It's when we need both of them on you, but we need them in a way. When the hand is on the hand, as the pasuk says, put it on the hand, put it on the head. When the hand's on the hand, the head's on the head. And that's one thing that tells you. But the pasuk in Vayischanan is talking about to the person saying, tie it. One second. You told me about tying. What about untying? So that's why we need the continuation of the pasuk as well. It says, when they're on you, vahayur has to be plural. Says the Rebbe, it's difficult, however, to learn it in this way. Why? Because square brackets, besides for the fact that the Mechilta's language would be difficult to understand. It says, so long as the tefillin on the hand is on the hand, place the tefillin of the head on the head. Tain, that's already speaking to the person, right? We wanted to say this is all about just the objective. It's really speaking to the person. Really, that's not what the Rebbe is saying. The Rebbe is saying the language, when so long as the tefillin of hand is on the hand, place the tefillin of rosh on the rosh. If what we're saying is that the objective is important, right? That the head tefillin should only be on when the hand tefillin are on, it should have said a little different. It should have said the shalrosh should be on the head so long as the shalyad is on the hand. In other words, speak about, yeah, it is what I said before as well. In other words, speak about the objective. Say, okay, when I look at the person, when the tefillin, the tefillin of head should be in the way I described that the picture should be made when the tefillin shalyad are on. When the tefillin shalyad shouldn't be on when the tefillin shalyad aren't on. But it doesn't say that. It says when the tefillin shalyad are on, put the tefillin shalyad on. So it's again, it doesn't seem to be simply it seems to be speaking to the person as well. It doesn't seem to be we can just explain it as being that here's a cheftza. Here we're just talking about the objective of having him on the body in a way that the shalrosh is on only when the shalyad is on. That's one point. But besides that, says the Rebbe, in the Sifri, Rebbe brings in a third source for this halacha. The Sifri. Again, Sifri is also a Mishnah era compilation of the teachings of the Tanoim, also based on the spelled out according to the order of the Torah. So the Sifri says the same thing like the Mechilta in our parsha, Kshartam Leis Al Yadcha. But one second, the Mechilta said, so long as the hand film are on the hand, put the head film on the hand. From this we derive that when you put on film, first put on the hand film, then put on the head film. And when you take off the film, first take off the head film, then take off the hand film. But he doesn't learn it from the pasuk. The Mechilta learns it in Shmais. He learns it from the pasuk. He doesn't learn from B'hayol Leis Al Yotcha Zekar Menenecha. He learns it from the pasuk here in our parsha, Ukshatim Leis Al Yotcha, which speaks about the mitzvah, right? The Torah is telling the person, tie the tefillin. So one second. So I can't neatly separate these two. These two teachings, because the Mechilta and the Sifri have the same language, but each one is learning from a different pasuk, and the Sifri is learning from the pasuk which speaks to the person. You can't just divide it by the gavr chefza, speaking to person or the objective differentiation. Another question is the Gemara itself. Let's analyze the Gemara. The Gemara says, how do we know that what we put on the head, the hand film, then the hand film, because it says first, shartan, first tie the hand film, then put on the head film. How do we know that when you take off first the head film, because it says vahoyu, plural. So long as the head film is on the head, it has to be a plural. The hand film also have to be on the hand. One second. Wouldn't that be enough to tell us also the first part? If we always need to have the head film as a plural, it can never be on alone. So obviously that means put on the hand film first. So why do I need to... And that's what the Mechilta is really learning, right? When should the head have a remembrance? Only if first it's preceded by it shall be as a sign on your hand. And it teaches you both sides. So why can't this pasuk saying v'hoyu l'tetov is that plural, they shall be, when the tefillin shall rush on, they need to be plural, why can't that be telling us both? Why does the Gemara learn it in a two-step limud? Dalit. So l'cheira, the Rebbe says, maybe taka. According to the Gemara, was going through a gradual extrapolation, a gradual seder. And according to the conclusion, yeah, maybe we taka do learn. We don't need both stages. Second stage takes care of everything. That when it says v'hoyel t'etavis b'nei necha, it has to be plural. When the head fill are on, they should be plural. That teaches us also the first put on the head fill. And as we find several poskim, those that teach halacha, that they wrote, yeah, that the pasuk v'hoyel t'etavis is basically telling us both. Seder, fine. And that's what the... And that's what the Sifri is saying, because the Sifri said it in a one-tone thing. How do you know when you put on the yad first, you put on the head, and when you take off the head first, then the yad? And he brought this one pasuk. He didn't do it in two stages. So that could be taka. The Gemara was taking us through the steps. But the maskana, the conclusion, the Gemara is, yeah, you learn it just from that one limud. When they're on your head, they should be plural. However, now we have even a bigger question. Since in the end of the day, the pasuk is learning it from vahoyu, it's not even deriving it. They're deriving both aspects from what the pasuk says. They shall be as a sign on your head. So in other words, the ukshartam is not really part of the necessary limud here. So that means really it's the same as the mechilta. Because again, the mechilta also learned it. Basically from the fact that it says it shall be as a sign. It shall be as a sign on your arm. And as a sign on your head. And we learned that when it's a sign on your head, it always needs to be only in conjunction with the sign on your arm. It can never be alone. So that's also a one-step limud, which, hey, if the Gemara is now learning that too as a one-step limud from Vahoyol Tetavis Be'necha, why didn't the Gemara just already learn it from the earlier pasuk? Why do we wait till to learn it from Devarim? Also, we have to explain, in the both ways of learning, is it just a difference which pasuk you're learning? Well, each one had a tradition, which is called Mashmos Dershim. Where did we derive this from? It's just a simple, I heard it from my teacher this way, you heard it from your teacher that way. Or is there a difference in halacha, right, from which pasuk you learn it? It's going to be much more exciting, much more exact. We'll see the beauty of the depth of the Torah when there'll be actually a difference, a practical difference from which way you learn it, which pasuk you learn it. Also, we find the difference in the lush and in the language of the Mechilta and the Sifri, like this. The Mechilta says, from here we derive that the mitzvah of tefillin is to do it this and this way. The Sifri didn't say, from here we derive that the mitzvah of tefillin requires putting the hand first and then the head. It says, from here we understand that when you put the tefillin, this is the way you should do it. It didn't say that this is the classification of the mitzvah of tefillin. The Rebbe's going to make going to give us to understand that this is exact. Second point, the Rebbe says, in the Sifri, there's an addition. The Sifri says, when you put on the tefillin of the arm first, and when you take off the head tefillin first. Mechilta doesn't say that. What's the lashon of the Mechilta? Let's go back to the Mechilta. The Mechilta says, so long as the tefillin of the hand or on the hand, put the tefillin on the head. From this we learn the mitzvah of tefillin is when you put it on the hand, and then you put it on the head. It doesn't say when you put it on the hand first, the word first. When you put it on, take it off the head first, which the Sifri does say. So let's explain all these things by the following. Hey, says the Rebbe, the explanation. It's so beautiful when there's questions, and then as the Rebbe's style in the Kutisichas, the Rebbe asks questions, then an explanation that will shed light on this whole thing. Explanation is as follows. The fact that the hand tefillin, have to be put before the head tefillin, even though that technically there are two mitzvahs that do not stop each other. Sometimes there's a mitzvah that's ma'akev. In other words, without two parts of one mitzvah, I'll give you an example. If you need the four species of the lulav, if you don't have one of them, you don't have any of them. You can't say, well, I have three quarters. I got three of the four. No. So if the two tefillin, shel yad shel rosh, would be part of one mitzvah, it would mean if you just had one of them, it's worthless. You can't put it on. We know, however, that they do not obstruct each other. Each one is its own mitzvah. They're two parts of one mitzvah, which each one being its own mitzvah. Unfortunately, if you read stories of the Holocaust, you'll see sometimes in the concentration camps, they got a hold of one tefillin, the hand tefillin or the head tefillin. And sometimes they had a whole pair, but so many people wanted to get a chance to put them on for the few seconds before they were taken out to work. So, they split them up and each put on each tefillin. Each mitzvah, the mitzvahs are not, they're independent of each other in a sense. They're together, but they're not, they don't stop each other. Each one is a mitzvah. So when we learn it, what does that mean? So they're each independent mitzvahs, but yet we're saying that when you have them both together, the symbiosis, the relationship between them is that the tefillin shel rosh have to be second, the tefillin shel yad have to come first. How is that learned? There's two ways we can look at it, three ways. A, we can look that this is a detail in the head tefillin. When I have both, and I want to put on my head tefillin in the perfect way, the shleimus, the complete way of putting on the head tefillin, is when the hand tefillin is already there. And that's why you have to, before you put on the head tefillin, put on the hand tefillin. Yeah, it's true that I can put on the head tefillin. I don't have hand tefillin, I put on the head tefillin. I have a mitzvah. But when I have both, the tefillin shel rosh's complete perfection is when you put it on and the hand tefillin already in place. Or you could learn it in a different way, base. That we're talking to the person, you, Mr. Jew, who's putting on tefillin. When you put on tefillin, first put on the hand tefillin and then put on the head tefillin. In other words, the head tefillin is fine. Its mitzvah will be regardless. And the hand tefillin is fine. We're okay with each other. We're friends. Whichever one you put on first, we're okay with it. But no, Hashem told the person, when you put on tefillin, the way you put it on is first put on the hand tefillin, then put on the head tefillin. That's the way it's got to be. What would be a difference between how you look at it? Is it just the semantics? No. What happens if you put them on both at the same time somehow? In the first way of learning that we said, well, the tefillin shel rosh's complete state of perfection is when the shel yad is on there as well. Okay, fine and dandy. There was never a moment when the shel rosh, when I did it together, there was never a moment when the head tefillin was on alone. So he's fine. The head tefillin says, I'm fine. You did it. I don't know how you managed to do both at once. Maybe you had somebody putting on the hand and somebody putting the head at the same time. You're okay. I did the shel rosh tefillin says, I feel fine. However, if it's got to do with the action of the person, that the person is instructed to first put on shel yad and then shel rosh, well, he didn't do that when he got them both put on at the same time. It's missing. Interesting discussion, right? Now there's a third way of looking at this whole thing. Why the shel rosh tefillin has to be, the shel yad tefillin comes first. We said two ways. Either it's the shel rosh is complete when it's on after the shel yad is on, or together with the shel yad. Or it's an instruction to the person. There's a third way. Third way is that it's a din, it's a law in the actual mitzvah of tefillin. In other words, it's not instruction on the person. And it's not that the shel rosh feels fantastic when the shel yad is also on first. It's actually, when you look at the mitzvah of tefillin, is and the objective mitzvah tefillin is that they need to be put on the obligation. When you have both tefillin, if you don't have both, you put on what you have. If you have both, the obligation of the mitzvah of tefillin is the hand tefillin first and then the head tefillin. That's it. What would be the difference? La halacha, what would be the difference? What happens if somebody put on the tefillin shel rosh? What happens if somebody put on the head tefillin before he put on the hand tefillin? Okay, and he has both. Should he now take off the head tefillin and now redo it? Right? So a person all of a sudden says, oi, I made a mistake, I put on the head tefillin. Should you take it off and now do it in the right way? Or you just say, okay, look, okay, mistake, but now let me put on the tefillin shel yad. And there's a machlokes between the halachic deciders on this. But let's understand the difference based on the explanation we said, the two ways of looking at it. In the first way, we said that the tefillin shel rosh are complete when they also have a tefillin shel yad already on. Okay, so the tefillin shel rosh by accident, you put them on first. He feel, so to speak, the tefillin shel rosh is feeling left, is feeling incomplete. The tefillin shel yad are none. Go, okay, quickly put on tefillin shel yad. Then you took care of it. However, according to the third way, we said that the mitzvah of tefillin, we'll leave the second way for a different discussion soon. But the third way where we said that it's actually the mitzvah of tefillin is you got to put shel yad first and then shel rosh. So then, if I want to have the complete mitzvah tefillin, I got to take off the shel rosh and then redo it, so that the mitzvah of tefillin should be done in its proper way. Vav. And this, therefore, we could say is the difference between the way you learn. In the pasuk, in the Gemara that learns, v'hoyu litei tofes, they shall be as a sign between your eyes. In other words, so long as it's... Excuse me. So long as it's on your head, they shall be two. V'hoyu, right, says plural. V'hoyu litei tofes, so long as it's on your head. It should be a plural. What does that sound? That sounds like what? That it's a din in the tefillin shel rosh. It says, tie it as a sign on your arm. V'hoyu litei tofes v'necha. It should be as a sign on your head. And it sounds like the head tefillins, it should always be v'hoyu, it should always be plural. As we said before, right? That it's got to do with the completion of the head tefillin. That's the way the Mechilta learns. That's the way the Gemara learns. However, the Mechilta learned differently. The Mechilta said, from here we say, the mitzvah of tefillin is when you put on arm and then put on head. Ah, that sounds very much like the second way we said. The mitzvah of tefillin requires first hand and head, right? So in that case, if you first put on the head, take it off and first put on the shel yad, because you got to do the mitzvah properly. So that would be taking both extremes. In other words, one is that it's a detail in the shel rosh tefillin that has to be complete, that would fit neatly in to the Gemara. The head tefillin always need to be in a plural state. Shel yad has to be on first. The other extreme is that the mitzvah of tefillin requires shel yad first and then shel rosh first. And that's why the Mechilta learns from the mitzvah of tefillin, says Mechilta, is hand and then head. Which would mean if you reverse it, if you put on the head backs and take it off and then do it the other way. We said there's a middle way, kind of. There's a second way. From what was the second way of learning? Second way of learning was that we're talking to the person. It's not that the mitzvah of tefillin is hand and head, but we're talking to the person. The way you should put on tefillin, your activity of putting on tefillin should be hand and then head. Well, that is a bit of a middle way. Let's see. In that way, if we learn the tefillin in that way, how will the Gemara and the Mechilta fill in? So he says that Zayin. According to the second way, we said that it's a din told to the person in the order he should put on tefillin. So there's room to think two ways. Is it only a detail in the way a person puts on the tefillin at the time he's putting him on, and it's unrelated to the actual objective mitzvah of tefillin? And maybe, even though it's a detail, we're telling the person, when you do it this way, it's not li'ikuva, it's not, how do you say li'ikuva? It's not, the word li'ikuva, it's not, make it or break it, so to speak. It doesn't stop the mitzvah, I wouldn't say it's suggested. It's mandatory to do, but if you didn't do it, okay, move forward. You don't go back because of it. And therefore, if you put on the tefillin shalosh first, even though the mitzvah on the person is to first put on the shaliyad, but okay, look, it's one of those things you should do, but if you didn't, doesn't stop, keep going. Put on the shaliyad and you're done. Or, we could say no, that when the Torah told the person that your mitzvah is to do it in this way, this also applies to after the tefillin are on you. That when the tefillin are on you, they should be on you in a way where the tefillin shaliyad preceded, the hand tefillin preceded the head tefillin. And in that case, even though when I see you now, I don't know which one you put on first, but of course Hashem knows the Kedusha is in a way where something's wrong. It wasn't put on in the right way, even though they're both on you now, but when you didn't do the mitzvah properly, it's bothersome to the actual mitzvah, the way it's on your body. So take it off, redo it correctly. And that's how we could say, says the Rebbe, we could give a deeper understanding in the way the Gemara does take it through two steps. The Gemara says, I have to put on the hand film first, but does that mean when I take off, how do I know I take off the head film first? So Rav Huna explained it to me, says the Gemara, that I learn that you take off the head tefillin first from which pasuk? From the pasuk that says, they shall be as a sign, so long as your head tefillin are on, it should always be plural, it should always be two. In this way, the Gemara is explaining that when we talked about ukshartam, right, first you have to put on the hand tefillin, and then the head tefillin. It's really got to do only, we're talking to the person. It's one of the details in the activity of the person putting on tefillin. But it doesn't relate afterwards to the actual chefza, to the actual objective reality that you have tefillin on you. The mitzvah of tefillin is v'hayu l'teitof. When they're on you, you should have them both on at the same time. The mitzvah of tefillin is not that when they're on you, they shall be on you in a way that you had put it on first shalat, first shalosh. No. When they're on you, has to be both. The instruction is first put on tefillin shaliyad. But the reality is, if you didn't, as long as they're both on you, that's fine for the tefillin shalosh. And then the Sifri says, no, the Sifri says, also I learned from the pasuk ukshartam, but it says, so long as they're on your hand, place the head on the head. From this we understand, first you put on the hand tefillin, then the head tefillin. In the Gemara just said, it's only relevant that so long as they're on your head, they should be two. In other words, you put on the hand film first because the head film require, the mitzvah require that you have a plural. And the mitzvah is to first put on the hand film for that reason. Sifri says that the mitzvah of tefillin shalosh, the mitzvah itself of tefillin shalosh, feels not just they shouldn't be alone and also have the shaliyad, but then you can put it on afterwards. But the mitzvah of shalosh also, so to speak, feels that it needs to be in the right way. And that's why the Sifri says, first put the hand and then put the head on the head. And that's why the lashon is, put the hand on. Remember the Sifri said, tchila, put the hand filling on first. It always has to be first, so that the head filling are put on in a proper way. And even after they're on you, That mitzvah's got to be done in the right way. It's got to be done in the right order. So now we will understand. Let's go back to the Mechilta. Now we'll understand where the Mechilta learns from the first pasuk. He learns from in Parshas Bo. It shall be as a sign. It shall be as a sign on your arm and between your eyes. And it doesn't even learn from the earlier pasuk. And it doesn't learn from the pasuk. There's another pasuk in Parshas Bo itself a little bit later. The Rebbe says this in parentheses. What does this mean? According to the Mechilta, since the Seder of putting on tefillin is, as we said now, it's a din in the mitzvah of tefillin, the Mechilta says, from which we understand that the mitzvah of tefillin is to first put on the hand and then the head. Not just that the tefillin shorosh feels complete only, or feels comfortable only when the hand is on as well. No, no, no. The mitzvah of tefillin is in such a way that tells us that actually, as we said, that's according to the that tells us that the actual mitzvah of tefillin is only complete when you're doing it this way. And that's why the Mechilta says, from this we derive that the mitzvah of tefillin is first put on the hand, then the head. And it doesn't just say, it could have just said concisely, from this we understand, first put on the head tefillin. No, it says the hand tefillin. No, it says, from this we understand that the mitzvah of tefillin is first putting on the hand tefillin. Because what the Mechilta is telling us is the way he's learning it. It's not just a condition, a detail put on the hand film first in order that the head film shouldn't be alone. No, no, no. The mitzvah film is in such a way. That's why it's learning from the first time that the pasuk speaks about tefillin. Because if this has got to do with the actual mitzvah tefillin, that the mitzvah tefillin in all its detail is first hand, then head, so you can't wait to learn it in Devarim. The first time the Torah talks about tefillin, it should contain already the teaching what the mitzvah of tefillin is made up of. Hand, head, and hand before head. Whereas in the Gemara and the Sifri, we said that it's got to do more with a practical thing. The shalrosh tefillin shouldn't be on alone. But it's not an actual parcel of the actual mitzvah film, which is why the way the Mechilta learns, you would take off, you put on the shalyad first, you take it off, and then put on shalosh. If you put on shalosh first, take it off. Now we could say also that the source of what the Mechilta learns, that the mitzvah of tefillin is inclusive of putting it on in this particular order, you can also derive this not just from the order that the Torah said. The order said, first it said hand, and then head. But actually from the language. Let's see something fascinating here. The language is, in Parshas Bo, it shall v'hoya l'chala yisal yotcha, it shall be as a sign on your arm, and it shall be as a remembrance between your eyes. It doesn't say v'hoyu, they shall be as a remembrance between your eyes. What do Rishonim learn from this? The Rishonim derive from this that both shalyad and shalosh are considered one action, not like we said before, that they're two separate independent mitzvahs that are bound as one, but they're actually one mitzvah. Shalyad and shalosh are considered one action. Putting on tefillin requires both components, shalyad and shalosh. If not, you didn't do it. Ah, one second, remember, lahalacha, it's not like that. And I told you that in certain circumstances, people put on just one tefillin if that's what they have. Lahalacha, we learn from the pasuk in Devarim, Okshartam, tie it as a sign. It says, V'hoyu, they shall be as a sign between your eyes. So we learned that whenever the shalosh are on, it should be plural. It also teaches us something else, that there's two mitzvahs here, which means that if you don't only have one, you do one. They're two separate mitzvahs. Combined mitzvahs, but separate mitzvahs. But however, the mechilta is deriving from the pasuk, V'hoyu l'chal yeis, where it says, V'hoyu l'zikar, it shall be as a sign on your eyes, it shall be as a mitzvah on your head. In other words, both shalyad and shalosh are part of one indivisible mitzvah. And that's why it has to be, right? Whereas, if you learn from v'hoyu, so it's plural, in Parshas Vayeshanan, and the fact that they need to be and so what is the pasuk telling us in Bo'i? That pasuk exists, where it speaks about singular, it sounds like a singular thing. So those, lahalacha, we learn that pasuk to mean that it has to be done without interruption. The deed of shalyad and shalosh needs to be one uninterrupted deed. not allowed to interrupt for anything. However, let's go back to the Mechilta. According to the Mechilta does hold, according to this, that it's one deed. It's one mitzvah, not a mitzvah divided into two parts. It's one mitzvah that has two components, but it's one mitzvah. I, from this, will understand automatically that if a person changed the order, if it's one mitzvah that has two parts, two indivisible parts, so then if a person did it the wrong way, he hasn't had the doing of tefillin. Take off the head if you put it on by accident first, and then put on the shaliyat first. I feel a little bit foolish here that I didn't look up what is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. If you did make a mistake and put on the Shel Rosh Tefillin and then afterwards the Shel Yad Tefillin, the Rebbe in a footnote, in an order, brings any of the Nafkuminas. Rebbe quotes that all the opinions regarding this you can find in a sefer called Ma'asev L'Kol HaMachnas, was printed right before the war in Munkach. Interesting. It doesn't quote here a halacha. I'm not sure. Sorry, I did not look it up. At any rate, the Rebbe doesn't bring the halacha l'maisa. The Rebbe is giving us the rationale behind this whole discussion. So now we have beautifully explained the difference between the Mechilta and the thing, the different way of looking. Is it a detail in the Tefillin Shalosh that they need to be on, not alone, otherwise they don't feel good, so to speak. It's not complete, the Tefillin Shalosh, which would mean you don't have to take off the Tefillin Shalosh. Or is it din actually in the mitzvah of Tefillin? Okay. Now, everything in the test, says the Rebbe, everything in the revealed aspect of the Torah has a parallel in the pnimius of the Torah, in the inner aspect of Torah. And on the contrary, if Torah comes down from Hashem, so to speak, so the things first come in Hashem's esoteric wisdom, pnimius of Torah, and then comes down further in the revealed aspects of Torah. Right? So there's a parallel. So let's see, what's the parallel of this discussion in pnimius? So the Rebbe says like this: the whole Torah is compared to tefillin. So we can see a model of the entire concept of Torah mitzvahs in the mitzvah tefillin itself, microcosmically. So just like the tefillin, you have tefillin shaliyat, tefillin shalosh, the hand tefillin, the head tefillin. Similarly, when we talk about the general service to Hashem of Torah mitzvahs, we have two things: we have the tefillin shaliyat. Tefillin shaliyat are on the hand, on the arm, by the heart. That speaks to the Aveda Shebelev, the service of Hashem we have to in our heart, the awe of Hashem, and the obedience of Hashem. And the Shalosh is placed on the hand, on the head, which that is got to do with intellect, with understanding. As we find in Shulchan Aruch, it says that actually we have those two things as part of the very mitzvah tefillin. It says like this, and it's in the few lines in davening, in the siddur also before putting on tefillin. It says a person has to think that the putting on the mitzvah tefillin is to put him on the arm, corresponding to the heart, on the head, corresponding to the mind, in order to remember the miracles and wonders that Hashem did for us, which teach us, they show us about Hashem's oneness. Very simply, there's no other forces. There's no God of the water, Hashem, or God of the fire, or God, you know, all these other disparate things. Hashem does all these miracles, right? And they show that He's totally in control of all of creation because it's all His one unity. And that He has the power and the might to do everything He wants. And then, the yeshabed, the person should commit, enslave, subjugate to Hashem, neshama that's in his brain, and also the desires and thoughts of his heart to Hashem's harness, in other words, his brain and his heart to the service of Hashem. And through the putting on tefillin by the heart and by the brain, the person will remember Hashem, what's in the mind, and he will limit his pleasures of this world. His heart will be motivated in the right direction. So we have mind and heart, right? So these are, generally speaking, two things. The feelings of the heart, the mitzvahs, the tefillin shel yad, hand things, doing things, and Torah, the thinking part, the tefillin shel rosh. Torah is about studying in your brain, Torah. So you have the obedience to Hashem, the feeling of the heart that causes you to do Hashem's mitzvahs, and the study, the intellectual study of bringing Hashem into your mind. Yud. And here we have two instructions. When you put on the hand film, put on the hand film first and then the head film. What does that mean? First, have the awe of Hashem. We know that the Pirkei Avos says, Yiras Chet, the fear of sin. In other words, the commitment to Hashem in your heart has to be before the Chochmah. Because Yira, awe of Hashem, is a tara, is a shar to it's a gate to Chachma. Can't come to the Chachma of Hashem without first having awe of Hashem, without first feeling the obedience to Hashem. As he explains at length in Tanya, that the beginning and fundamental main first step of Avedis Hashem is to first have the Yira, the fear, the natural awe of Hashem that's hidden within the heart of every Jew, not to rebel against Hashem. That needs to be the first context of coming towards Hashem that you have. You're sensitive that you don't want to do something that's upsetting to Hashem. Then comes the higher teaching, the next teaching, which was in the mitzvah of tefillin. He said that so long as there tefillin shalosh is on your head, it has to be plural, it should be two. He just teaches us that not just does a person have to have yira, representative of the tefillin shel yad, not just as an introduction to study Torah, now also at the same time when he has the Torah, he has the tefillin shel rosh, right? He has the Torah on his head when he's learning, when he's engaged actively in understanding, then too he also has to have the hand tefillin also in place. And only then can his chokhmah truly be a chokhmah that will have an everlasting miskayemis, will it be a sustainable chokhmah in context of being the chokhmah of Hashem. And through that we come to even higher levels, says the Rebbe in the square brackets, that not just the yira, the awe of Hashem, that's an introduction to coming to Hashem's Torah, but also the yira of Hashem that you come to through learning Torah. About which it says, the next step in Pirkei Avos says, if there's no Chochmah, there's no true Yira. One second. We said if there's no Yira, there's no awe, there's no Chochmah. Yeah. First step is the first step of Yira. It says Hashem commanded us. Then there's a Yira, there's a higher form of Yira, Hashem, which you come to through the mitzvahs, through Torah. As it says, Hashem commanded us to do all these mitzvahs to get to Yira. And that's a level called Yira, a supernal, a higher level Yira. And that only comes as once you've gone through. So Yira Tata, the basic level of awe and respect of Hashem, learning Torah from that perspective, Chochmah, and then you come, the Torah brings you to a connectivity to Hashem where you have a higher awe of Hashem, which is called Yira Ilah, as explained at length in Chassidus. Yud Alef. That's why we have in the Halacha the addition that the fact that the tefillin shel yad have to be before the tefillin shel rosh, it's not just because that's the way a person has to act. In other words, if a person wants to come to truly understanding Hashem's Torah, he has to first have the sensitivity to not doing anything against Hashem, the obedience to Hashem. Otherwise, he won't truly be able to have a long living or a sustainable chokhmah of Hashem. But besides that, there's something else. What is that? That part of the mitzvah of tefillin is it has to be done this way. It's not just technicality. Yeah, you got to do it this way because otherwise you won't truly get to the head part. If you don't go through Yira Tata, lower form of Yira, you won't truly get to studying Hashem's Torah properly. No. It's actually part of the mitzvah to do it that way. In other words, the fact that you put on the Tefillin Shel Yad first is because there's something important about the Tefillin Shel Yad that need to be there first. In other words, when you do something first, not just to get to the real stuff, it's actually because that's the most important. Because truly, even the highest, because whatever stage of Yira we talk about, whatever aspect of fear and awe of Hashem we talk about, even the lower one, it's just a basic sensitivity not to want to do something against Hashem. It's the fact that it's bittul. At whatever stage you're scared or you're hesitant or you don't want to do something against Hashem, there's a quashing of your own wants. There's an anti-ego taking place. Because when you do whatever you want, you don't care about what somebody else thinks. When you're mindful of Hashem, means you're minimizing yourself on some level. And that minimizing of yourself, even if it's very basic, like I don't want to do something that Hashem's getting angry at me, but you're minimized, that minimization, that's bittul, is connected even to the highest level of self-nullification, at the very highest place, where there's a level of bittul that's kind of a subtle transparency where the eye dissolves into the greater, into the oneness of Hashem, so to speak. That's a very lofty level. But that's related, it's a direct, it has the same genetics, so to speak, as the very first level of Yira. It's a very basic, oh, I'm not going to do that because Hashem's going to get angry at me, which is very basic, but there's still the minimization of self, of ego, the bittul there is, so to speak, is the same gene, so to speak, as that very high, lofty level of bittul, which is the level of Tefillin Shalosh. So in a way, that first step of minimizing oneself is critical. It's something that starts at the lower level, so to speak, but it's really higher level because it's the same vein that runs to the loftiest levels of the supernal Yira. And as the Baal Shem Tov taught, you know what you put on, when we look, we put on Tefillin Shel Yad first here. Hashem, when he puts on his Tefillin, he also does. Why? Because in the Tefillin of Hashem, who's the Tefillin of Hashem? It's the Jewish people. In our Tefillin, it says, talks about Hashem, and Hashem's Tefillin talks about his peace people. The Tefillin Shel Yad, what is that allegoric to? That's allegorically referencing the service of Hashem of the hand people, the simpler people. The Shel Rosh Tefillin, that is allegorically referring to the service of Hashem of the higher level people in terms of intellectual, the Torah people. When you put on Tefillin, when Hashem puts on the Tefillin, which one does he do first? He does what's higher first. The higher one is the simple obedience to Hashem of the simple people. It's higher even than the intellectual service and sophisticated service of the of those that are serving Hashem through their mind with studying of Torah. You need both. Because through both of them, the mitzvah of Tefillin is first put on the hand film. But really, they become really one totally combined, one totally unified mitzvah. Because when you understand, the Rebbe derives here from the word that it's Havaya Vasiya Achas. It says, remember we said that the Mechilta says Vahoya Leisa Yadchol Zikorim Enecha. It doesn't say they shall be on your head. It says it shall be as on your head, which teaches us that it's really one doing. So we said Lahaloche, we say that it's two mitzvahs, but the one action has to be one following the other. It becomes like one action. Shel Yad, right away Shel Rosh. And in Ruchnis it means that they become totally merged. When the Tefillin Shel Yad, you hear the Achas. Achas is the deepest level of oneness. Yechida, the highest level of the Neshama. And that also runs through, that same vein runs through in the Tefillin Shel Rosh. When you understand Torah, it's also with the oneness, with the purity of the oneness of Yechida, that runs through the person in his Avedis Hashem in its entirety. And through the Aved of this Achas, this oneness, we draw down into the world, the oneness of Hashem. As it says, what does it say in the Tefillin of Hashem? It says, who is like your people Israel? Mika Amcha Yisrael Goyechabas, who's like your people Israel? They're a people of oneness in the world. What does it mean they're a people? It doesn't just mean they're the unique people in the world. It means they're the people that bring down the Echad, that bring down the oneness of Hashem into the earth. By doing our mitzvahs, we're engaging in earthly things, and we're one, And we're showing how Hashem's oneness is permeates all levels down to earth as well. All the best.